Y'all sit down. I learned that in my first appointment in Wyoming. Y'all. Celebrations of Pentecost Sunday. Amen? What does that mean? I bet you if we pulled people, some of them say, well, it means we wear red. Yeah, we do. And what do you suppose that means? We're supposed to wear red. The pastor was supposed to remind you last week to wear red. What does that mean? It means the pastor is forgetful. He didn't remind you. We know that. I'm slipping. Lord God, guide me that I don't slip too far. But what does it mean? It means the coming of the advocate. You heard Monica name the advocate. You remember the Greek word, paraclete? Not a parakeet, but it's close. The paraclete or the parakletos. They didn't know what that was. Everybody was scratching their head. They're going to send a what? And it is that advocate in our midst. I decided I wanted to read it instead of letting Monica read it. The Pentecost scripture from Acts 2. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and all of a sudden from heaven there came a sound like a rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire descended on all of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. And all who saw this were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean? What does this mean?" I'm not sure where I have normally always used the Revised Standard Version of the Bible, but I learned that as the Spirit gave them utterance. Our RSV says ability. I think there's kind of a difference there. Utterance means how you talk. I wish the Spirit would give me the utterance, the ability to understand Tongan. Neo's prayer, I caught bits and pieces of things that I thought he was saying, but by and large, it was a good time for meditation for me. And that's okay. Prayer is like that. Thank you for sharing in both Tongan and English, brother. Thank you. Malo. Malo. But ability, as the Spirit gave them ability, that's a whole different thing. That's not just speech. This week, summertime is upon us. Will Blake came around. He's starting to mow the lawns. And I went out to touch base because our neighbors in the church next door, they want to hire him to do their lawn too. He can't. He's overwhelmed. He doesn't have enough time in the day to get all done that he's doing as it is. But the woman came, and Will and I were talking. A woman drove up. Three little kids in the car, and she came in, no inglés. Ese es iglesia. I said, yeah, it's a church. Iglesia, and then it's a bunch of Spanish that I didn't comprehend, but she said, Saint Teresa. I went, aha, I've heard of an iglesia, a church named Saint Teresa. Debbie's pointing her finger too. Yeah, we've heard of that, haven't we? And I said, Saint Teresa Church. See. Oh, we're getting close. So I pulled out my phone. I didn't know. I looked at Will. Did he know where? Well, it was somewhere. And I said, I don't know. Let's get out. I pulled out my phone, and she goes, aha. And so she said a bunch of stuff in Spanish really quick. Well, one of the kids dived over, jumped in the car, jumped back out of the car, brought her phone. So phone to phone, I Googled St. Teresa, pulled up the address. She copied it into her Google and got the address, and all was happy. That ability to communicate, we Googled to Googled. Now, how about that as a different way of getting together? Figuring out a way to get there. We can do that. We can do these things. It's an amazing thing. We can communicate even without speech. I think it was St. Francis, he said, go, offer Christ. Use words if necessary. And they go and they are offering them to Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia. Aren't you glad you didn't read this, Monica? Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia. Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene. And visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, all in their own languages, hearing them these deeds of God's power. Where the heck is Pamphylia? Is that just a little bit south of Edgewater? Where is Pamphylia? You know, these names, they're just words to us now. Difficult words. And you had to, first time I had to read that, it took me about an hour to go through and look up in the dictionary how to pronounce stuff. I was in seminary and I thought, please don't have the professor call me to read this because I don't know any of these words. You can get them all wrong and nobody will care. Bottom line, these were the edges of the known universe. This is everywhere. All around the world, these people were hearing these words. Now, there were English, Palangi, and Tongans, and Koreans, and Russians, Swedes, and Zunis, and residents of Swaziland, Kiev, Quito, Perth, and Peru. Beijing, and Bombay, and Berlin, Islamabad, and Ireland, and Tunis, and Toronto. All of them heard in their own native language. Do you get the gist of that? Everywhere the word of Christ being spoken. It's the first time I have ever in the lectionary not read Acts 2 as the primary text for Pentecost Sunday, because this is it. This is what talks about how the Pentecost Sunday, the Holy Spirit comes and comes upon the Christian church. And it's pivotal. That's why I included it here some in my sermon. But this is the Pentecost event. This is an important part of how and where we are. But I grabbed that other passage that Monica read out of the Tower of Babel. You've heard that before, haven't you? We all heard that. That's where the difference of languages came from, that people were building and they were getting a little arrogant and they were getting clear up into the clouds and God says, let us confuse their language. Okay. And I'll tell you what, I'm still confused. I'm still working on English and I'm still confused. That was a joke. Went over like a lead balloon, but that's neither here nor there. The bottom line is all the languages of the world, and we hear this diversity of them. I love walking around the grocery store. Here in Aurora, anyway, if you travel to Johnstown, where I was before, if you heard a foreign language, it would stand out. But here in Aurora, we have such diversity. Such a blend. And my neighbors across the way are Ukrainian, and I'm beginning to recognize Ukrainian. Isn't that fun? And it's not Russian. I can't tell the difference there, but I can at least get some sense of Ukrainian and Russian. All of these different languages that can be dividing factors between us. As soon as somebody comes up and they don't speak English, I panic a little bit, do you? Oh, Lordy, here we go. Oh, my goodness, what are we going to say? How are we going to get this through? Of course, I had to back up and realize that when I first went to seminary and a professor came up to me one-to-one, I thought, oh, Lord, I hope I know what to say and how to say it and don't say something wrong. But the Spirit is upon us and it gives us ability. And God created that diversity. I have to tell you, it's just fascinating to see all of the diversity of people and blends of people and blends of ethnic groups and blends of races and blends of all of the things that get blended together. Sometimes it gets a little confusing. I said malo to Neo after he prayed. That's thank you in Tongan. In Spanish, malo is bad. So we have all these languages that might conflict and twist, and we've heard some of how those things happen, and we can laugh at them and joke about them. But language is a minimal part of human interaction. When I was a kid, I was only in ninth grade, but my folks said, instead of Christmas presents, let's take a vacation. I said, no, I want the presents. I was outvoted. This was in the 60s, and we traveled to a little town in Mexico, Aquino Bay. This was before touristy Mexico. I mean, this was a fishing village. And they happened to have a couple places you could rent, and Dad rented one of those. And he was the only one among us that spoke some Spanish. And we swam in the ocean over December. That was pretty cool. But Mom and Dad at one point said, don't go out very far. It's pretty shallow, and we thought, well, let's go out at least to where we're up to, like our armpits. No, you stay in here. Didn't know what that was about till we got to the restaurant that night. It was a pizza parlor in Mexico. And as a kid, I swear to God that it took an hour and a half to make our pizzas. Now, it was just maybe kid timing. Maybe it was the fact that North Americans have this funny thing about time that we need to get over. Who knows? But at any rate, while the pizza's cooking, Dad talked to the server. Well, Dad didn't know, but he had looked out in the waves and he'd seen fins. And he didn't want to alarm us kids, so he didn't say anything, but he was trying to convey to the server what kind of sharks were those. And the server was perplexed and looked at him and no say. I don't know what you're talking about, bud. So Dad got out. I did not know he was such an artist, but he drew a shark. It was an excellent shark. I wish I'd had that. It was on a napkin. I wish I'd kept it, but the man laughed. No, 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 and he said something else. Dad said, no say. So he got out the pencil and he drew a dolphin. You're okay. Next day we swam a little deeper in the water. Dolphin, porpoise, I don't know the difference. You Tongans can instruct me later. We'll get through then. But that communication that can happen, we just need to take the time and have the patience and understand that the Holy Spirit is among us in the midst of all of this diversity. And here at Burns, we are blessed with that diversity, and we celebrate that diversity, and it's a wonderful thing. But there are lots of different ways that we are diverse, and we need to be aware of those. There's diversity of age that's beginning to be interesting to me. Kids are TikToking and Twittering, and I'm not sure what those are. If you TikTok, I always thought when I was a kid, that meant you better get moving, you're going to be late for school, but I didn't. That is obviously not what they're in the midst of now. And they'll say something is dope. My generation, it meant something completely different what it means today. My understanding, you young guys in the back row back there, dope means A-okay, right? That's dope, man. That's cool. It has changed since the 60s for sure. And now you can be ghosted. Oh, I was talking to so-and-so, but I guess they ghosted me. That means they quit communicating. I thought it was worrisome when ghosts did communicate. But hey, I'm just confused here. So there's a generational gap, and that's an all right thing, because I remember when we were the leading edge of that, and our parents were looking at us strange. And that's okay, because growth happens. Diversities of culture. One day we were doing a funeral here. Neo came up to me. We were just finishing the funeral and everyone was solemnly walking out at the end. And Neo nodded at me and he said, in Tonga, he said, they wouldn't be walking out solemnly. And we wouldn't be done in an hour, right? Tongan funerals. And they're emotional. Yeah, Lucy's explaining. What is that in Tongan? In English, it's longer than an English service. You see, Neo, here in North America, we're called the frozen chosen. We narrow it down to 1 hour, and we're very stoic and don't cry and don't do anything. And it's not nearly as healthy. But those cultural differences, what an amazing thing. What a wonder. And it's all right to have those diversity. You see, God created that diversity. God divided the languages. God scattered us. And we are all God's children. Musician Wynton Marsalis, he had a quote, it just stopped me cold. He said, our gene pool demands diversity, but our tribal alliances demand sameness. And I thought he's dead right. You have to go along with everybody else to be a part of the group, part of the tribe. You got to fit in. You got to agree. And if anyone disagrees, they're out of the tribe. What does Christianity call us to be? I believe Christianity calls us to be that diverse people that God created. I believe that diversity is in the midst, in the very center of who we are, and it is our challenge to be people who are about crossing those lines and engaging across diversity. You see, I can't put it very clearly. Jesus had a straightforward way of putting it. He said, love one another. Love one another. Amen.